This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Ahead of World Trade Organization meetings next week, 15 human rights and medical groups are urging President Joe Biden to push for an emergency intellectual property waiver for COVID-19 vaccines. What this means is that makers of COVID vaccines would lose legal protection for their intellectual property, opening the door for their vaccines to be produced legally by other companies elsewhere around the world. In a letter to Biden, advocates called the waiver a moral imperative and argue it would help get more doses of the vaccine to low-income countries. Pharmaceutical companies say they've already scaled up production and a waiver isn't necessary. President Biden has supported a waiver in the past. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Those calling for a waiver say it's long overdue. They say compelling companies like Pfizer and Moderna to share vaccine formulas could have expanded manufacturing in low-income countries, including South Africa and India, which asked for a waiver last year. UC San Francisco professor of medicine Monica Gandhi says more people have died of COVID-19 this year than last when there was no vaccine.
And that tragedy is really because there was not global vaccine equity.
Meanwhile, the pharmaceutical industry is pushing back. Ann Pritchett is with the industry group Pharma. She says lifting patent waivers for COVID vaccines could backfire in the next global health crisis.
We don't want to be deterring innovation by saying to companies, there's no incentive for you to invest in that because we're just going to take your IP and give it away.
Countries in the EU, plus Switzerland and the UK, support that view. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.